Blog Talk Radio.
Changing for us in this country. It seems almost on a daily basis, somewhere, some group of individuals are being attacked by those who have been imported from other lands for the specific purpose of causing injury and harassment to Americans. There is a profound spiritual dynamic at work here. And I've waited for the media that is those who have some spiritual awareness in the media to talk about the prophetic significance of what is going on currently in our country. And let me say that at this point it is imperative for believing ones to get back to the Word of God. And I say that because if one were to have a knowledge of the Old Testament, then one would really know what is going on. And, of course, if one would have a profound knowledge of what is taught in the New Testament, one would understand what is going on. For believing ones, let me say that, or to believing ones, let me say that Peter wrote that judgment will begin at the house of God. Judgment will begin at the house of God. Very interesting words. And having studied the New Testament documents and seeking to carefully observe the teachings therein, I now understand why Peter wrote those words through the inspiration of the Spirit of God. What believers must understand is that in order to have a living relationship with God, a vital relationship with God through Christ Jesus, then believers must crucify the flesh. As Paul wrote in Galatians 2:20, Paul wrote, quote, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself, handed himself over for me. I am ego eimi, are the Greek words, ego eimi. I am crucified with Christ." Herein is the biblical. Here is the existential reality that means that one has come into an awareness of what salvation in the biblical sense, in the biblical milieu, what salvation is. I am crucified with Christ. Ego I me. The ego, the source of our intrinsic troubles. I am crucified with Christ. Paul's the necessity of crucifixion of the self. And why the necessity of this, and so Paul understood why this must take place. The Greek word for must is dei, which means it is necessary in the nature of the case that such and such happens. It is necessary in the nature of the case that I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Notice the spiritual paradox that unfolds. Notice the spiritual paradox that is intrinsic to the crucifixion of self and the new living reality, the vital reality, that vital connection that one begins to have with Christ. We are to crucify the flesh, the sarx in the Greek, with its affections and lusts, because there is no way that a believing one can have a vital spiritual relationship if the flesh is not crucified. Now, you may do some religious things. You may have some religious activities. You may sound religious. You may even read the Bible. But there will not be real perception. One can read the Bible as a literary piece, but one may not understand the spiritual teaching contained therein, because the Holy Spirit, who is the author of the Scriptures, also provides the enlightened mind, or enlightens the mind in order to understand spiritual phenomena. And one cannot do this if one walks in the flesh. If one has not crucified the flesh, then he or she will seek to cherry pick certain religious doctrines through cognitive acceptance or mere intellectual acumen, but that's not spiritual life. That's not spiritually real. And one cannot grow by cherry picking certain verses from the Word of God. In essence, the flesh operates on pride. And the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, one of the wisdom books, that pride goeth before destruction. In Hebrew, it reads, pride faces destruction or corruption, and a haughty spirit before fall. So the flesh is all about the idolatry of the self. And in the Old Testament, the term idolatry means nothing or nothingness. So the flesh is the idolatry of self. The self is upon the throne of one's life and not God. Yes, one may say that I love God, I love Jesus, but the life is not bearing fruit. Galatians chapter 5, 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is not there, because the individual has not given up the idolatry of itself. Now, Paul wrote these words in Philippians 3, and beginning at verse 8, he writes, "Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the epignosis of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ and be found in him, or within the sphere of him. The prepositional phrase, in Christ, in him, this prepositional phrase is the most important prepositional phrase in the doctrines of Paul. Paul uses in him or in Christ upwards of 148 times in his writing. In him. Believing ones are the objects of the grace of God. God is the subject of salvation. Jesus is the subject of salvation. And it is important to understand that God is the subject and we are the objects of his grace. We are the recipients. We are what we benefit from the grace of God. Or we benefit by the grace of God. What do we benefit? A salvation that is eternal. A powerful, a positional reality, a new reality in Christ Jesus. And Paul says, I count all these things but dung, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, or out from the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ. The righteousness which is of God by faith. And verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, be made conformable unto his death. This is a very powerful verse. Notice the language. Notice the grammatical structure of what Paul states, that I may know him. Unless the self is crucified, this is not possible. These two are mutually exclusive. The crucified self is the only self that can get to know Jesus. The self, the idolatrous self, cannot know Jesus in a vital manner. Paul uses this term in verse 10, that I may gain a spiritual awareness of Jesus, a profound spiritual awareness of him. That comes through crucifixion of the self. And the power, the dunamis, his ability, the ability of his anastasios, that is, his standing up again, his resurrection, and the fellowship, koinonian, sufferings. Notice that when the self is crucified, Christ becomes the object of one's desire. Knowing him, loving him, understanding what? That I may know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship, the koinonia of his suffering. Be made conformable unto him. This language is amazing. It is powerful. And one can see through this verse that a transition has occurred in the life of the Apostle Paul. He is no longer ego-centered, self-centered. His life is now Christ-centered. This is a wonderful passage, and please take time to read it. And you will, too, gain a greater understanding of what it means to walk with God in a vital relationship with Christ Jesus. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful and blessed day.